Broadcasting Network.
Is Ralph Kermit Winterowe II with the Ralph Winterowe Show coming to you live out of Alaska. And the people on the IRS list have probably noticed that I haven't been posting a lot. I've been waiting to try it. I've got an appointment with my guy to do the home page this week, so hopefully there's got all kinds of things going on here. And if I don't get this up, I'm going to start posting a lot of this stuff here because we've just got all kinds of things going on that are extremely important that nobody else is doing. For some reason, I cannot let this day go by without mentioning the June 8th Liberty issue. Remember the Liberty? I just got around and clicked it off here. Israel attacked an American ship. June 8th, 1967. And the idea was to blame it upon the Egyptians after their successful Six-Day War. And they attacked a United States Liberty ship. And it carried 294 men. And what they did is they got around and they took out the 50 caliber guns and stuff, took away out their means of defending themselves, which, of course, it was an intelligence ship, which, by the way, was flying an American flag, which they knew. There's no doubt about that. And they fired, I think it was five torpedoes, four or five, but one of them, they missed, except one of them actually hit an I-beam, and had it went on one side or the other, it would have sank the Liberty ship. I think it was 34... dead and 174 injured. Israel did this to America knowingly. And what's interesting is that our good old President Johnson He said, I want that G-O-D, D-A-M-N ship going to the bottom. No help. Recall the wings. That's the precise order that Johnson gave Rear Admiral, Lawrence Guys, the commander of the battle group, of which America was part of. And the American planes were recalled. Now, that's amazing. President of the United States, Johnson, did that. Amazing. Israel is supposed to be our friend. They're a better friend than some of the Arabs, but they're not a friend to be trusted. And hopefully we'll can't let the things like that go by without acknowledging that these things happened in the past. And Johnson was one of the tremendously corrupt, him and Lady Bird. They were involved in the helicopters. They were involved in the airplanes that flew the people back from Vietnam. And he was involved in the, after Kennedy was killed, there was no more of the money with the Red Seal. And on it goes. Terribly corrupt. He's right up there with Obama. And I'm just going to make a few comments about that, and then we're going to get on to some substantive issues here. But Comey, the FBI guy, cannot believe this idiot gets up there and tries to, thinks he's a smart political dude. Well, to get up there and admit that he's leaking a document as a private citizen is total nonsense. And with any luck at all, if we can get a good FBI director, he's going to end up disbarred and in prison. Hopefully along with Obama and the Clintons, with all of this unmasking of all of this stuff on American citizens and the people that are running for political office. It is just beyond belief. And then he incriminated our good old Loretta Lynch. Such a great lady. Wow. To change the word investigation on the email to matter. A direct order. Totally. They're just unbelievable. I'm hoping we've got to, Trump's got to start putting these people in the pokey. We got to get a rule of law back here because it is just totally out of control. It's the swamp is so deep. It goes about halfway to the abyss of hell. It's an amazing thing what the world we're living in today. And they're coming out of the woodwork. Because I never thought I'd live to see anybody like Trump be president of the United States. I never thought it'd ever happen. And they're just doing everything they can. Sessions is a straight arrow. And if we can get a straight arrow FBI director, maybe we can start putting some of these people in the pokey, in the jail, and just bar them, lawyers. So, anyway, I want to get to a lot of substantive issues that are going on. One case that I was involved with here is out of Missouri, and that was a Nebius case, and it was in D.C., and it was a books and records, and I'll try to find it here. Been sitting there for quite some time, and now all of a sudden, why, they've come back, and they're going to go do a summary judgment. See, the interesting part is, first of all of the United States District Courts, we can conclusively, without any doubt, I've got the books on it, public record, revisor's notes. You could go probably on any place that's got the revisor's notes, like on 28 USC 132 on the Internet. The United States District Courts, they just call them District Courts. That court came out of the territory of Hawaii. It is an inquisitorial court. It has no standing under Article 1, Article 3, or Article 4. It just made that frickin' damn thing up. It's an inquisitorial court. And that's a fact. And like I say, when I get this thing done, the people that are on the IRS list, I've got some books, two books, with the annotations and all that put out, of which there are only a couple in existence. I got them out of the Gonzaga Law Library. I had a lady in Iowa gave me one, and I got a clean copy once I found out what it was, and I got them up here and on library loan and copied them, which took a lot of time because I couldn't take the thing apart, and got them copied correctly and OCR'd them, and it's right there. That shows where this, how they did this stuff and how they changed the laws of the United States. Actually, statutes of the United States is even a better way to say it. They turned a lot of those into rules, in the criminal stuff especially. And they give the designation where it came from. So as soon as I get my home page up here, why then, and the 1940 code will be available, which is three large volumes, which I tore that all apart and OCR'd it. And also the 1946, I've got most of it. I've got the first part of it. There's a part there, one book I'm missing, but I got all the stuff that really needs to be there, and it also shows in the rules of court what they did in 1946. The rules of court, they've since changed the rule 41 to hide what these courts did, but it's still there. As we've got the internet, of course, why these things are more easily applied to. So anyway, in this case for Nevius, what they rely upon, the declaration of an agent. That's the evidence. And that's the game that they're playing, if we can call it a game. These courts, I've seen so much of it now in what Trump is fighting, in the Fourth Circuit and the Ninth Circuit, declaration after declaration after declaration. And both sides know what's going on because they refer to them. And that's their evidence. A declaration is evidence. They changed that from affidavits, the Congress did, because it was too hard to get a notary public, especially out of the country. So they got around, well, we'll do declarations. And that's what they're doing in these courts. That's their evidence. So basically, in reality, anytime you file a motion or anything, you should attach a verified affidavit. Or if you want to step over into the land of Oz, you can do a self-authenticating declaration. Penalty to perjury, true and correct. And technically, you don't have to say correct, but it does have to say true in the document. That's what the case law says. So anyway, that's another thing. So we're going to be dealing with that one. Brought up some other interesting things. I was talking to Richard this morning, and I got a case in Idaho, Gunstead. So I got around, and I went in and was looking at the... Oh, I know one more thing I got to bring. I want to talk about before I get there, because this is really important. This is the way that they can control businesses. They almost did me in, but they didn't. And I talked about it last week some, is these darn Jewish shatars. And those things are, they're called a different thing today, but in these, they are a means to make you, or banks, to control businesses. I didn't know this. I'd signed all kinds of these things. They're called a commercial security agreement. And it was to get money to borrow vehicles and to get a line of credit. And they talk about, for valuable consideration, grantor to the lender a security interest. It's all about the UCC. And they talk about here the following meanings, and this otherwise defined in the agreement shall have the meanings attributed to such terms in the Uniform Commercial Code. It says so. And, of course, it says the lawful money of the United States of America, not the lawful money of the United States. That's another interesting thing. And so the part that really gets me, you know, I had collateral. I had these vehicles that I'd put up, and then I talked about here all accessories, all products, all accounts, all contract rights. I mean, you name everything but about the shorts and the stuff I was wearing. And they have a nice thing in here called the event of default. Mean and include any of the events of default set forth below in section events of default. And the one that got me that I didn't know about, as I stepped into this, I found that until the original document comes back, when I paid off a vehicle, it's still alive. They could use it for collateralization.
I found it, but I found it.
And so I went and met with the bank and said, I want the original document back. Well, they said, what's wrong with the copy? I said, look, what's wrong with the original? If you don't have any interest or security interest in it, what are you doing with it? And so I threatened to quit making payments on the Dodge vans. I had a whole bunch of Dodge vans. Let's see on this one here. How many Dodge vans did I have at that time? I got 13 employees. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 Dodge vans. Now, I had 1 Chevrolet Dodge van. That was not a good move, but the Dodge vans were really good. So anyway, I went and met with this guy, and he explained something to me that I didn't know. He said, I read this commercial security agreement, events of default. Well, there's all sorts of things. Make false statements, defective collateralization, insolvency, creditor proceedings, events affecting guarantor. Insecurity, the lender in good faith deems itself insecure. Just by me challenging him, well, they in good faith, that's insecure. So they called everything due and payable in 10 days. You believe that? So I set up a meeting with him, and I had some people, which somebody was watching out for me, that had 110,000 or 115, I don't remember which thousand they'd got out of their retirement. And I got a handshake, and I got the cash and went with the guy, and he was salivating. I says, where's the originals? Well, here's this. I says, that's not going to happen. I said, I already got copies. I want the original. So the next thing I know, I end up in court. And this judge said, well, you get around, you're going to have to cough up the money, and you can come in here in the court and give him the money, and he'll give you the originals. And he no more finished his sentence, and I'll bet you within 15 seconds, oh, nope, you got to go to the bank. Not in the court. So we set up a date, went over, I got the money out again. By the way, it does take money. I was in the Northrim Bank at that time. Was where they had the money. The bank I was doing with was Key Bank. And by the way, Key Bank only had the flag of the United States of America, not the flag of the United States. They didn't have the state of Alaska flag because it's national jurisdiction. And by the way, that's another side issue. I was researching the National Bank of Alaska, and their land that they sat on over on C Street, which has since been bought out, but their land was under fee simple absolute, which is allodial title. How come they made loans and you only get fee simple, but the land they were sitting on was fee simple absolute? I spent a whole dang afternoon over there tracking it down because it was really hard to find the way they had it all cobbled up so you couldn't really figure out what they were doing. But anyway, getting back to this guy, so I went over and met with him, which I talked about last week, and I had the cash, and he didn't want to take it. He said he had a jurisdictional issue, and I talked to Richard, and he sent me some stuff. I got to read it, but it sounds reasonable. The reason why he couldn't take cash is because I was giving a debt instrument for another debt, which is illegal. That makes logical sense. I haven't proved it yet, so I don't say it's heard of me, but that's a logical way. But anyway, I refused, and I said, I'm going to make one more offer, and I'm walking out. Offered acceptance, and he took the money because he wanted me to go over and do a cashier's check. So he took the money, and it took about a month, and I got all them back. Well, I'll talk about it when I'm back, and then we'll get on to some other stuff here. Stay tuned. Thank you.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, this commercial security agreement was a killer. I cannot believe that I didn't get this until it was too late. That's fine. He brought up this, and it's interesting that I have to say that I've abided by all the rule or all the terms in it, and I've read it and all this other stuff. This happened to be 92, and it was for $48,000, almost $50,000. But when I did it before, I had a $70,000 line of credit, which I was into, and the other, it came out 110 or 115. But see, there's another interesting part of this thing. They've got terms in here. It's UCC. But guess who signs it? Just me. Just me. There's nobody else signs the damn thing. They don't sign it. Really. Because what I'm doing, unknowingly and unwittingly, is saying anytime they feel insecure, which could be over any business out there that has these things. And I guarantee you some of these major, major companies got all kinds of these commercial security agreements. Hey, you over there at Apple, shut the hell up or do what we want, because we have commercial security agreement, and if we feel insecure, we can cause you a hell of a lot of trouble because this stuff is doing payable on demand. Imagine signing something like that. Didn't say if you, if it just says if they just feel insecure. So they had an absolute control over me. Because I was quite vocal back then. I had two meetings I was doing, one in Anchorage, one in Wasilla. I had about 70 people showing up, and I was showing up at public meetings. I was doing all kinds of things. I don't remember 92. That may have been the year I ran for governor. I ran for governor once and got on the list. This is the way they can obviously control, because it doesn't say that they will, but you've given them a means to control businesses. I call it's a Jewish shatar, S-H-E-T-A-R, or a star, S-T-A-R-R. And only I signed it. They didn't sign it. Sound familiar? Probably everybody listening has signed at least one of these Jewish shatars. And how do we know that? If you haven't seen this other document, which I was researched out when all this was going on, it comes out of the Georgetown Law Journal. And it's 71 Georgetown Law Journal 1179. And it reads, "The Jews, whom the Normans brought to England, in their turn contributed to the changing English society. The Jews brought the refined system of commercial law, their own form of commerce, and a system of rules to facilitate it and govern it. Several elements of the historical Jewish legal practice has been integrated into the English legal system." And they got a note, by the way. "Notably among those is the written credit agreement, shatar, or star, S-H-E-T-A-R or S-T-A-R-R, as it appears in English documents. The basis of the shatar, or Jewish shatar gauge, was a lien on all property, including realty, that has been traced as the source of the modern mortgage." Hottie. Did the bank sign those things? Oh, you do. "Under Jewish law, the shatar permitted a creditor to proceed against all goods and land of the defaulting debtor." They used to couldn't do that under English common law. "The source of the modern mortgage." That is special. And these things are just, these banks, I mean, this is what they do. Commercial security agreements are called. They have a security interest. And they can crash your business. If I had not come up with the money, they take over your credit, your checking accounts, receivable, everything, all property, everything, without limit. It's all gone. You're done. There's no trial by jury. There's no anything. Nothing. You go before one of these corrupt judges and you're done. And I did it. I survived it. With the grace of God, somebody upstairs, imagine borrowing $110,000 on a handshake. That's only happened to me once in my whole lifetime. But somebody was watching over me because I survived it. But and this started, these things started back in 500 A.D. And they're traced back to the Babylonian Talmud. Really? Isn't that interesting? The rabbis, the first one of their books, Mishnah. Where the rabbis talk. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here, and interestingly enough, as I looked into I was helping a friend up here, and I was looking at a mortgage. And guess what? The beneficial interest, which is there's the legal owner and the beneficial owner, was in MERS, M-E-R-S, this mortgage electronic registration system. And they don't ever give the land back. They don't give all right, title, and interest back if you start reading these deeds of trust and all this nonsense. What a scam. Unbelievable. And I've signed those. Never read it. Never understood it. Quite a few times on mortgages. Didn't have a clue. Clueless. Trusting a banker. Now, there is about as bad a thing as trusting a lawyer. Unbelievable. So anyways, I would highly recommend at some point, if you can get out from under loans on mortgages, they're another form of a commercial security agreement, the Jewish shatar. And, of course, you sign up using their credit. They get around and sell it off to somebody else. They discount to another bank, and they turn your signature with their credit into money. And away they go. Wow, what a scam. And they don't tell us any of this stuff. And if you haven't seen a real security agreement, most people, unless you're in business, haven't. And you probably don't. You may not know what they are. I don't know. I sure as heck didn't. Not till I... I'm just like the poem with the snake that Trump put out. I invited the snake into my garden, into my life. and then the snake bit me. Well, what do you expect? It's a snake. And if you piss it off, you step on its tail or whatever, it'll bite you. I survived it, luckily. But only by the grace of God, because, like I say, the chances, what's the chances of getting $110,000 in cash on a handshake? And by the way, I paid it all back. These people, I gave them jobs in my company because they went to jail over IRS stuff and banking stuff. And I got out of that trying to help him, Gene and his wife, because he was going off on the deep end. And unfortunately, at the end, he tried to sell me out. But it happens. You know, people get in positions and who knows what they'll do. You know, you never know. So anyway, highly recommend you read your mortgage agreements and see if you get all right title and interest, and see if MERS has the beneficial interest. That's the land, by the way. The legal owner is like a trustee. It has control, possession of it, to control it. The beneficial interest is the guy, that the thing that owns the real thing we touch and see. Because there's three parts to property, always has been. Possession, right of possession, right of property. Right of possession is the legal owner or the trustee. The right of property, which is the beneficiary or beneficial owner, is the actual thing that you touch. And then, of course, we got the security interest that they've got set up so that the Jews that can't actually own property, or the banks, they can still get around and take everything we got, and we're screwed using the uniform commercial law and their Jewish shatar. So anyway, got a couple of other really interesting things going on here. One of them is Richard Roberts' case again. And let me pull up the thing. There's several ways to, some more ways to attack what they're doing, because in Roberts' case, it was a tax case of which there was no federal tax, and the IRS didn't say there was no notice of deficiency. And it started off with a detective trying to get even with him, saw some IRS letters, and that was the quote probable cause, which is all nonsense, because the guy had on stand didn't even know, he has no training, and it was probable cause, unopened letters. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And Judge Senek up there in Minnesota said he was going to, because he did a bench trial. And thanks to Richard, I would say trial by jury, but no, you always want to do a bench trial, any IRS or any tax stuff, to get the law and the stuff attached. Of course, the problem is, as Senek went into, is he didn't want Richard to go there. I wonder why. He didn't want to be held accountable. And he got blindsided by the fact that there were many terms. Do we not go to school to learn how to read and write? Is that not what we go to school, one of the reasons? So that we can communicate, sign contracts. You cannot sign any government form, I say almost without exception. Because guess what? You do not know the terms. You cannot go to the dictionary and look up the terms. There are hidden terms. Some of them will be available in there, or there'll be a little statute number that'll go somewhere that'll have a term. We are signing things that we don't understand, and they don't tell us that. But you got to do it, because if you want to go to work for here, you will sign the application so that we can take Social Security out and be a citizen of the United States. If you want to vote, you got to do under the penalties of perjury. Guy got to be a citizen of the United States. If I want a driver's license in Alaska, I got to sign to be a citizen of the United States, which I did in front of them and changed it to citizen of Alaska, because I got enough background now that I was hoping that they would challenge me, but they didn't. She looked at me and just kept right on trucking, never blinked an eye. These forms are meant to do the old trilemma out of the Star Chamber, to get us to incriminate ourselves, do it under the penalties of perjury, and then they come after you with contempt, take your property and that. These forms are a means to overthrow our republic. They are in opposition to the laws of the United States, or the statutes of the United States, and to the statutes of one of the several states. So I was talking to Richard this morning, excuse me. And in his case, we'll talk about his case, got one in Idaho too. And I got one in Mississippi that I'm working on. But by the way, the one in Mississippi is going to be a killer because it's going to apply to every case, everywhere that has to do with taxes, which I'll get to in the second hour. In Richard's case, I went in and looked, and I said, this is interesting, because he brought up a thing of getting this information out to file a complaint against the judge and all this, because the judge said he was going to do a bench trial. The law is going to attack. He can talk about the law during the trial because there's no jury, right? Wrong. Never happened, because he couldn't do it. Because as soon as he saw that Richard was using term definitions, and I didn't have the definition of means back then. I wish I had. But the word means, anytime it's applied to a word as a term, it is exclusive use. Individual is one of the killer ones. Means, a citizen of the United States or an alien. That's 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. So, we couldn't talk about, in his trial, individual. Can't talk about taxpayer, which is an individual. It's a person, which is defined as individual trust. Couldn't talk about that. Subject to, couldn't talk about that, because that has that's defined. And any income tax, any tax is subtitle A, B, C, or E, D, or E. They couldn't talk about that. Don't even know what kind of tax it is. None of that can be a taxpayer. So,
they're in a corner.
So, they found him guilty, and he got 50 days in jail and a $3,000 fine, I think it is. And anyway, it's on hearing, and filed in a writ of mandamus to the Court of Appeals. And I spent a lot of time looking at that. And they took the rules. We can relax the rules out of a case that has to do with attorney rules, which is irrelevant, and change the statutes used in another case. Well, we'll just bridge that, and so we can relax the rules and make it an appeal. Well, an appeal, you get really in deep water, because if you don't have the evidence in, well, you didn't put that evidence in, so we can't look at it on appeal. This is one of the many things that they deal with. So they give a case. It was A16-1932. And they have an electronic system where you can look at some of the judge's stuff. You can't look at your other stuff, filings, but it's on their homepage. You go to the what's called the Minnesota Judicial Branch, and you go to cases, and you follow it through there a couple times, and A16-1932 is there. And so Rappert put in a motion to put it back after they denied it to appeal, put it by motion for a to put it back to a mandamus, because they don't have the authority to do it. But they did. The case you cited is Smoke. And guess what happened? That case, A16-1932, on Minnesota's homepage, went away. Where did it go? You can't see it no more. 1932 just went away. 1933 is there. 1931 is there. What happened in 1932? So Richard filed in a motion to see where it went, and also he had a hearing, because he filed this before the recent hearing to see about sentencing. And amazingly, the Court of Appeals never sent Richard the final determination that they had denied thing on him and made it an appeal, and they had denied that the appeal then was therefore over. Where's the paperwork? Oh, well, Judge Senek, well, maybe he lost it, or maybe the address was wrong. Nonsense. So we filed a motion in, okay, if they, number one, didn't mail it, which is what they did, but if they did mail it to the wrong address, which address he hasn't changed, it would have came back, right? return to sender. And then they would have found the error and did it. It didn't happen. So I requested, I want to see this document and who certified, where did you mail it? So we're waiting to see what they want to do with that, because he has to have official written notification from the court. Can't be hearsay. I got it off of the homepage before they deleted this thing, their thing, but now there's nothing there. And I just checked it, and it still hasn't shown up. This motion sitting there. And put in a motion for a lack of subject matter jurisdiction. Now, this is really going to get interesting. This is going to act all tax cases. Like I say, I'm going to get into Randy's case, because Randy's case is going to have application out of Mississippi to all these other cases. And in talking to Richard this morning, we've got some other ways to attack these guys. And they are really, really not going to be happy campers. I can guarantee you. It's going to take a lot of work. But I just downloaded, I came back from breakfast, and I spent about an hour and a half looking today in the judicial code of Minnesota and the professional code of conduct in Minnesota. And these guys are, because this is what they're abiding by, because see, back in 1934, the rules of court trumped all statutes of the United States. In 1940, the rules of court trumped all criminal. So their rules of court is what these guys are operating by. Okay? So most people don't know this, but in your professional code of conduct, let me pull up Idaho, because I went and I did some other stuff in it that I hadn't done in Minnesota. But, well, let me just pull up Minnesota first here. The professional code of conduct, people do not know when you hire an attorney. He doesn't have to listen to you except on a couple of things. And it's on their rule. It'll be the same on almost every, at least the ones that I've looked at, Alaska's like this. Rule 1.2, scope of representation and allocation of authority between the client and the lawyer. A lawyer may take such action on behalf of the client as implicitly authorized to carry out representation. May. A lawyer shall abide by a client's decision as to whether to settle a matter. That's the only thing in a civil that is that whether to settle or not. That's the civil side. In a criminal case, a lawyer shall abide by the client's decision after consultation with the lawyer as to, one, the plea to be entered, two, whether to waive a jury trial, and three, whether the client will testify. Those are the only three things that that attorney in a criminal trial shall do. Do you want to plead guilty or innocent? You want to have a jury trial or not? And whether you're going to testify. Everything else is up for reasonable. Isn't that amazing? And let me pull up the Idaho thing here. Well, let me go on down here. So this is people, they have no idea. They're going to go in there and trust their lawyer, and they're going to think that they're going to get somewhere. Well, guess what? Ain't going to happen, because that guy has sold you out. Let me go look at the judicial code now, and then we'll get back to the lawyer side in Idaho. Judicial code of conduct. It says here, the judiciary, I love their preamble. These guys are really good at smoke. An independent, fair, and impartial judiciary is indispensable in our system of justice. The United States legal system is based upon the principle that an independent, impartial, and competent judiciary composed of men and women of integrity will interpret and apply the law that governs our society. Oh, I like this. Thus, the judiciary plays a central role in preserving the principles of justice and the rule of law. Inherent in all rules contained in this code are the precepts that judges individually and collectively must respect and honor the judicial office as a public trust and strive to maintain and enhance confidence in the legal system. And they talk about their canons here. They must observe their canon, and they talk about may and should, and then must. Therefore, when a comment contains the term must, it does not mean the comment itself is binding or enforceable. It signifies the rule in question, properly understood, is obligatory on the conduct of the issue. And they talk about the black letter of the rules is binding and enforceable in this thing. Now, they talk about some other interesting things here. Oh, back in a minute.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here, and I was looking in the Idaho one, same thing. It's rule 1.2, and then they have 1.4, communication. These guys mirror it there. Promptly inform the client of any decision or circumstance with respect to which the client's informed consent, as defined in rule 1.0E, is required by these rules. So, what are they going to do under the E here? Let's go take a look at that. See, these guys like to hook this stuff all around here. E, informed consent denotes an agreement by a person of a proposed course of conduct after the lawyer has communicated adequate information and explanation about the material risks and the reasonably available alternatives to the proposed course of conduct. What's reasonable? Who makes the determination of what is reasonable in this stuff? What do you think? Get around here and look at reasonable. Reasonable or reasonably. When used in relation to conduct by a lawyer, denotes the conduct by a reasonably prudent and competent lawyer. It's wishy-washy, right? Reasonable belief and reasonable beliefs, when used, reference to a lawyer, denotes that the lawyer believes the matter in question and that the circumstances are not such that the belief is reasonable. What he believes in. Reasonable. It's wishy-washy. There's no thing there. Reasonably should know, when used in reference to a lawyer, denotes the lawyer with reasonable prudence. And see, you define this reasonable, reasonably should know with the word reasonable prudence. You define itself, right? Competence should ascertain the matter in question. So whatever the lawyer determines as reasonable are the things that he has to communicate to you. And that is special. What if he don't determine it? He says, we don't need to talk about that. You're done. And you don't even know it. Now we get to, a lawyer shall not bring or defend a proceeding or assert or controvert an issue therein unless there is a basis of law and fact for doing so that is not frivolous. And they go on to read this stuff. It's what he thinks is reasonable. Law and fact. So there you go. These people are trained. Certain things, they're not going to look at it because they can't. They'll get disbarred or sanctioned. They're not going to go there. They can't. They operate in a little box of certain rules. But see, it gets worse. Let's go up here and see what the definition of law is, if it's in the attorney ones. It's in the other side, the definition of law. Let's see if it's, I don't know if it's, remember if it's in the law side or not, but it's in the jury side. Let's see if it's in their side. It probably is not knowingly, let's see, reasonable. No, they don't define law. They define firm and all that other stuff. But see, where you run into trouble in the judicial code, both in Idaho and Minnesota. Their definition on the judicial code, the lawyer. Law encompasses court rules. Really? The rules of court are law. That's what it says. As well as statutes, constitutional provisions, and decisional law. And then they list a whole bunch of other rules. See these other rules. So court rules are law. That's so right there. Which backs up the 1934 and the 1940 on the federal, where they said their law trumps all statutes. You can't make this stuff up. Literally. Now then. Oops, back in a minute.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.